There is always an option that is not being done right now that could be done. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit an inspiration. And maybe one of my favorite things is when you send me Insta stories of you saying this along with me. I know it's creepy. And I like it. The weirder, the better. Make it weird was my hashtag for a while, for real. It didn't catch on, but it was a hashtag I used. It's kind of fun making your own hashtag that doesn't catch on. It feels cool for about a week. So anyway, I just want to invite and remind you that the Bliss Project is coming up the very last weekend of March, March 27th through the 29th. And the reason I'm telling you this is because it's going to be freaking epic. I don't spend the entire year planning to have an event that sucks or is not life-changing, just being super real with you. It's at the Ritz-Carlton in Marina Del Rey, which if you don't know, that's just an epic property to ever even visit at all. It is in the marina where you can be right on the water with all of the gorgeous boats and yachts and seals. Yes, I said seals. They're freaking awesome. You guys, it is stunning. Not to mention you're going to be experiencing what it's like to meet your like-minded tribe and to truly up-level. I really believe that I am going to toot my own horn here for a second, but I am really, my gift is to be able to help people step into their fears and facilitate transformation in an environment that they feel is safe, in a safe space with other incredible human beings. So if you're ready to make this year look different than last year, definitely get your butt to Bliss Project. It's at theblissproject.info and it's in the show notes. But hey, if you totally want a replay of last year, if you are in the mood to keep reliving Groundhog's Day over and over and over and stay sad, by all means, skip it. Or maybe this is not your year and the next year is your year, but you want to be at this one for sure, I promise you. So you guys, today, I want to talk about specificity. Did I say that word right? Yes, specificity. Sure I did. Okay. Why is it so important to be specific in our lives with what we are asking for? Planning and manifesting. This is so important. I cannot stress this enough. You must start getting clear on what you want, even if you don't exactly know. Put something in there, like just start getting specific on what exactly it would be that you desire in your life, whether that is a relationship, getting specific with that. For example, what type of human being are you manifesting? What are their core values? What do you see yourself wanting to do with this person? Do you want to work with them? If so, exactly doing what? Do you want to travel with them? If so, exactly where would you want to go? How do you want to feel? What type of transportation do you want to be taking? Specificity. Am I saying it right? I don't even care. I don't edit this podcast. All right. Be specific on what you want with that human. Write it down. And that's what you will go on manifestation walks with. That is what you will pray with every day in the morning and at night. And it will end up being quick once you get clear, but let yourself play in creation mode for a while. And it doesn't mean that this can, you know, isn't going to change. I've definitely had moments where I'm manifesting something or manifesting a friend in my life or whatever that is, a relationship in work, a relationship in business, a partner in business. And I will just change whatever I'm like, oh, you know what? I met this woman. She had this incredible quality. I want to add that to my list of who I want to manifest for this. I just changed a bunch of my specifics around who I want to, what I want, what kind of people I want to manifest for my future team, for my new company. So it can always change. So in manifesting for relationships, get as clear as you possibly can. And I find what helps with this, whether this is relationships in business or relationships in life or relationships or romantic relationships or relationships with friends, I find that getting really clear on my core values, the things that I really, really love and require in my life, desire in my life with everyone in it, this is going to help you with being specific to what you want to ask for. And maybe I haven't been totally clear on what it means to even manifest or ask, but something that I've been doing that has been working like faster than I've ever seen anything else work in my entire life is to take this practice of being super specific and being super clear and asking for it through my meditations, through prayer, and through walks. So in the morning, I do a meditation where I'm clearly seeing everything that I desire in my life. I'm starting with a brief prayer around asking for it, asking for help, asking for guidance, asking for miracles. And I truly believe the bigger thing that I ask for that I need, the better, because I am reading a book, I believe it's called Prayer Circles, that talks about how if you're asking for small things, it may not get answered because, you know, God, universe, whatever you believe is so much bigger than that, that it's actually insulting to not ask for the things that you can't do yourself. So if it's something that you could do yourself, it's probably not a good prayer. Not saying a prayer is good or bad, but if you really want to lean in and have faith, you have to ask for something that is outside of your range of doing without getting some sort of external help or a miracle. So I've just been going all in with it. So I've been doing it in the morning. I've been doing it in my meditations, and I've been doing it before I go to bed at night, also on walks. So I've turned my regular walk into a prayer walk where maybe I take 10 minutes of it or all of it to specifically call in what I'm desiring in my life and pray about and ask for what I'm desiring in my life, because I know this vision was put on my heart through my creator. So I have no problem asking for what I need that is outside of my own scope, because I know what my intentions are and I know what I'm going to do with everything that is going to come. So I'm extremely clear on that. And if you're not yet, then that might require just a little bit more work, knowing that you were born worthy, you were born abundant, and the more beauty that you have in your life, the more beauty you will share. The more money you have in your life, the more money you will share. The more power you have in your life, the more power that you will help give to other people if you are a good person. And I'm pretty sure I can pretty much say for everyone listening to this podcast, you want to better your life, so your intentions are in a really good place. With that said, my core values, a couple of them, and I'm still working on these, but one of them is to be, they have to be abundant. For whomever I'm around or whatever team I'm hiring or whatever team I'm creating, you have to have an abundant mindset. This does not mean you have to have a lot of money. This means that you have to believe there is more than enough to go around. This means that you celebrate someone else's wins like they are your own, if not better. You have to believe that there is abundance in friendships. We don't have to hoard time with each other thinking that if they're not spending time with us, then we're jealous if they're with somebody else. Just abundance in every single area of our life. Never coming from a place of lack, never making decisions from a place of lack, but always thinking, what is my most abundant choice in this moment? My second one is all things done with love. So everything has to be done with love, even the tough conversations. And I really believe having the tough conversations faster, especially if they are done with love. So no matter what is going on, you just must write all emails from love. You must say all things from love. You must do all posts from love. All marketing must come from love. Everything must come from love. The third one is, I love this one, Marie Forleo's. I just adopted it. Everything is figure outable. I don't even believe in the words I can't. In fact, I don't want anybody around me to use them. I hate it. It's not true. Everything has a solution. Everything. It doesn't mean it's going to be the exact problems, exact solution exactly the way that you want it, but there is a solution and a way through. So my fourth one is, life is fun and easy if you let it. Life is fun and easy if you let it be. And this one is from my friend, Lindsay Sikornik. So when we're in those moments of, oh, this is so hard, or this is so much work, or, oh my God, how am I going to do this? I can't believe they asked me to do this. I can't believe I put this on my plate. This is insane. Can we reframe and say, wow, we're really lucky to be doing this. We are so incredibly free in this country to be able to make these decisions, to be able to make money. It is, it is truly a gift in comparison to the world. If we are able to be stressed out at work because we have a job, we get to choose, and we can set healthy boundaries and we can change our situation. I don't care what situation you're in. There is always an option that is not being done right now that could be done. Yes, sometimes you do have to do the arrow analogy where you have to pull back before you can leap forward. Yes, sometimes you do get less in order to get more. Yes, sometimes life has to get harder before it gets easier. This is the truth and this is life, but there is always options that could make, that will make your life better. So those are core values that kind of help me when manifesting, whether it's a business relationship, when manifesting investor partners, when manifesting people that I want to be around. For other people, maybe it's manifesting a partner, maybe it's manifesting new friends in their life, whatever that is. But I am getting so incredibly clear on my walks and during prayers that I even feel just like I have such a more clear path. And it really is the power of having a clear target. So many of us think that we know what we want, but we have not painted the actual picture. But I want to just tell you this. If you were gifted exactly what you've been praying for tomorrow, exactly to a T, what would it be? Would it be vague? Would it be random? Would it have a lot of other things that you realized you don't want with it? Would it be missing a lot of things? Because you will be given that thing. So be specific. Be specific. And then it's so much fun because when some of the things that start happening that you've been praying for are so specific, it is like so clear and almost unfathomable. And you know that it was from this exact thing. So I just want to challenge you with that today and take it on, obviously, as a super fun challenge. Play with it. This is supposed to be fun, you guys. This is not supposed to be manic, right? This is not supposed to be like, I did this, this isn't happening. You should do this and this should add to your life and be fun. And you should do it in a way that is certain. Like, ask for it because you deserve it, because this is your mission, because you know that you have been given the beautiful responsibility of showing up for this. And when you start to pray from that place and ask from that place of knowing that this was your mission to carry out, because you're going to do amazing things with that money, with that business, with that purpose, with that mission, with that relationship, then you can ask from a place of clarity and certainty and knowing and deserving. That is what will create where you want to go. So you guys, I would love to know what you took away from this podcast today. As always, if you love it, please text it to a friend. It means the world. It's really the only way the podcast gets out. It's one of those things that, you know, truly, if it's going to get out in the world, it's going to be through you. So I would love for you to share or text with a friend. And something that I love is just to see on stories, tag me and let me know what your takeaway was so that I can know what I can speak some life into next for you. Where are you at? How are you feeling? What are you manifesting? What did this help with? That really helps me with future episodes and understanding who my exact listener is. So I'm sending you guys so much love. And until next time, earn your happy. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.